Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I'm conservative. Tribal war cry. So? Tribal war cry. Yeah, I'm Republican. So? Tribal war cry. Steve Harvey, he visited the tower. Ain't say nothing, no. Nope. Jesus visited the tower. Kanye said nothing. I'm a warrior, not from Golden State, no Kevin Durant. I'm not a cupcake. I ain't Muslim, but I stand with them, cause they under attack, cause of brown skin. You attack Muslims, refuse to be quiet, unlike Farrakhan. I won't stay silent, N-O-I silent nation. Christians won't speak against Trump's ban. Now that's real deep. Attack overseas and diss refugees. And in the U.S., you disrespect me. Diss Trump on the air. I marched in the street. I walked like a man. CIA watching. Trump talking reckless. 100 days in. Most of you rappers, what y'all saying? Your gang bang rhymes, but you hesitant to say your drive-by on a president. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da, doo. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da, doo. Segregate my land. Wanna build a wall? I'll join Mexican. C4 make it fall. Attack my brown brothers. An act of war. Grab the clips. Molotovs in the car. Straight to Trump Towers. Building shaking. The black juggalo. Without the makeup. Land of the free, home of the brave. Attack my people, put you in a grave. Modern Nat Turner, birth of a nation. Shaka Zulu mind, it's what you're facing. Tribal war cry, tribal war cry. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. And it shouldn't blast. It's sad to see more whites than blacks out there protesting. You see, you can fire the FBI.
True.
But Trump can't fire me.
Me?
No. God hired me.
True.
Yahweh.
Uh-huh. Allah.
Allah.
Uh-huh.
The creator.
Uh-huh.
I wear that armor.
Proud.
No fear. BMA all day and night. Emax the image. Rider music.
Gangster.
Underground.
Durant Sean.
Yeah, welcome back once again to none other than Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 6, Verse 32. And that M-A-N. It's an abbreviation, an acronym for Music Activism News. You listen to blogtalkradio.com. For those who went to Emax Radio, I appreciate that. You can use the number that you're looking at, 646-478-0944, and you can call in. As I look at those who are on the line so far, such as the 617 area code, 467, the 216-400, the 216-400. And that's an 820. What I'm going to do is give you three quick disclaimers. And I'm giving you like two sets of top tens because I didn't get a chance to do that last week. So I'm going to give you the top 10 from a Monday to a Monday and start with last week's. All right? Because last week debuted the Unity in the Community, Zach Reed for Mayor, Odyssey and Company, Average White Band. They were in the number one spot. Number two, after moving up, was the International Dance Day at Playhouse Square. Number three, what moved up, was the anti-Trump rally in Youngstown, Ohio. Number four, what moved up, was the Young Leaders' three-year anniversary at the 16-bit bar. Number five, what debuted, was the Latino Festival. It was supposed to be last Saturday. Get to that in a little while. Last week, what debuted, was the Huff Festival. for what was setting up for last Saturday. Number seven was Black House Sounds, Joseph Motley Jr., JR, period, on YouTube or Facebook. Number eight is Black Odyssey. Number nine, what debuted, was MC Chill, The Concert Kickoff. Number 10, LDC, Lawrence Daniel Caswell. He was spending nothing but vinyl at the Happy Dog off of 58th in Detroit. So now, this brings us to a top 10 on a Monday to a Monday this week. And I'm going to start off at number 10, the debut of Van Jones, CNN, and the Rock Nation tour on Violence, which was at the State Theater last night. Number 9, debuting Lava Flame. We'll get into why in just a moment. Debut of the Back to School show, which will happen on West 38th in Franklin with Jamone Mims. That'll be this coming Saturday, 2 p.m. Number 7, the debut was the Next Entrepreneur Workshop, which will happen this Saturday, August 12th, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Brianna Sweeney and Kendra Smith. Start your own LLC or nonprofit at the Collinwood Rec Center, 216-622-5849 for more info on that. And this is why I love what I do, because it's like number six, the debut Coffee Cake Conversation and Gospel with Blues and Juice. That will be noon, 2:30 p.m., Harvard Community Center, 18240 HVD. So, again, that's happening at Harvard Community Center, 18240 Harvard, 44128, Ward 1 candidate Kimberly F. Brown, Brown Report paper, Man in the Street endorsed. Then we go to number five, Tomahawk Entertainment's second annual school supply drive will happen this Thursday, noon to 6 p.m. at Buffalo Wild Wings in Warrensville Heights, 26200 Harvard Avenue. Bring down school supplies. Let's make that easy. Number three, having moved up, Black House Sounds, more on them later. Number two, MC Chill return. DJ Chicago, Chicken and Waffles, performed alongside Eric Wilson, Indica Spitz, Riff Raff, had Ronnie B come through to shut it down. Opening acts such as SIR, Sam Goody and more, Beatmaster T, Red. You know, MC Chill was the first Cleveland MC signed to a national record label, Fever Records from New York. Featured Grandmaster Melly Mel from the Furious Five on that album. Shakespeare, that Chuck was there, Hood Famous, J. Cool, Vigatron, Arrogant hosted. You had a band there. Number one, Huff Festival makes history alongside Black House Sounds. And we'll get into that in just a moment, but because I have so many people on the phone line. Everybody have your thoughts and everything together so I can get to you. As I look at who I need to get to first, I'm going with that 216-400. 216-400. What's going on with you this evening?
Well, Mr. Porter, I'm calling to thank you for everything that you've done to help us get Selling situated. And thank you because you also helped us to endure through the Black Mole situation. So thanks again for all the help that you've given. I do appreciate it. And may God continue to richly bless you because you've been a servant to the people. Thanks again.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Thank you so much. And as we put you back on hold, I'm looking at all these phone callers, and I'm going to get to everybody because, basically speaking, this show wouldn't be this show if it wasn't for the people who called in. I'm just going to put it out there. I do want to take the time and put this next thing out there real quick before I go to the next phone caller. This will be about a minute. Lincoln Electric is hiring about 100 positions. That's right. Lincoln Electric is hiring 100 positions. Now, this is what I'm finding so interesting. The entry-level positions are starting at $13 an hour, and there is piecework available, too. All you have to do is be able to pass a nicotine and drug test, as well as a background check. At the end of the year, you get a bonus check. You can call Jeff at 216-383-8027. Again, that's 216-383-8027. Call Jeff, mention Man in the Street where you heard it from and make things go well. I have to give those type of reports out there because, let's face it, maybe if you start working with more people, doing more things, get more messages out there, you won't have two idiots. Oh, let's call it like it is. You won't have two assholes get into a car, follow a mother and a child because the mother hocked at them on the street. Follow them off of West 28th and Division to the Shoreway. Shoot a four-year-old and put that child in Rainbows, Babies, and Children. Maybe if more folks would just stop and do a little something, you wouldn't have that BS going on. I'm going to go and calm myself down like I'm supposed to. You've been waiting a long time, so I'm going to that 617 area code. I hope it's not a bill collector. 617-467, you're on live. How you doing? And they probably didn't down on them that if you call in and I call your number, you don't have to hang up to call back later on. All you have to do is just stay silent and you go back on hold. That's like food for the par, but when they do call back, I will probably bother them again, and I will probably definitely give them the same info. The one thing about the New Day and Huff, I want to do that before I go to the true 216-820 and then go down the line like I promised. So for the 440-749, the 216-209, 216-703, just let me at least take 2 minutes. 2 minutes, because I want to say thanks and a shout out to Ward 7 Councilman TJ Dow, who allowed Black House Sounds, Man in the Street, to become the first rap act, hip hop act to perform in the Huff Festival. Big stage. No, not the show wagon. Stage for you, but that's on the side. They've always had you on the show wagon. But on the big stage, we went on between an R&B Motown Revue singing group that was excellent and two jazz bands, I believe, including Hub's Groove. And people loved it from all ages. As Black House Sounds filmed their music video, hey, don't give up on your dreams. Please don't. They did start out with a pancake breakfast. Hey, I had to go for that. I apologize. With juice, coffee, parfait, interesting. Got into a talk about life insurance. Nothing says good eating than to have a talk about life insurance. Shout out to the person who did that. Anyway, they also did have the free Islam literature. So I did get a copy of the Quran. That was nice. And you had several hundred people on hand, including police officers, handing out ice cream. Side note, when you do good music, realize your niche. Just realize your niche. Leah McHenry, who teaches in our free online music courses. Now, she does have a paid course, but I go to the free online ones. And she said to look for your fans. You only need 100 super fans who you can target, who buy your music or support you or your style. And her webinar series always teaches a little lesson that I do my best to learn as possible. Now, Councilman Ward 7, T.J. Dow, singing I Walk Like a Man from CCR2, the sheriff, which is on Joseph Motley Jr.'s Facebook or YouTube page. Before the festival and inviting me to be a part of the festival, that means a lot. His assistant, Donna Butler, got to thank her. Much respect. Done. Peace. Well, I would like to put a PS out there and just say Black House Sounds, of course, the big act for the Huff Festival. I appreciate that. We've got the Glenville Festival coming up with the Force MDs, Woodhills. They had the Average White Band, Odyssey and Company. But for Huff, Black House Sounds, I can appreciate it. And I guess before I do anything else, I do want to at least take the time. I'm on it. Give me a minute and a half, and then I'll go down all the phone callers that I can. But I want to put up the 8-foot step ladder for this soapbox because the Glenville Festival, 39th Annual Festival, is Saturday, August the 12th. Parade at noon, East 105, Superior, to East 88th and St. Clair, Sam Miller Park. Boys at Radio.com will be covering the affair all day with live broadcasting. So come down and be on the air live. Wasn't going to be rap this year, but Lava Flame, a.k.a. Queen Ashley Hall, was given the task to include rappers in hip-hop. And here's what she's done, including Sheriff Kilroy, Joe Legacy, Mr. Power, Solomon Kane, many more. You will have All For You and DJ Bud McFarlane, Force MDs, but the sidebar, National Action Network, Cleveland State University, Black Studies Department. No mics, but I did help with the sound system officially. Met the lyricist, Lava Flame, helped to pull up a material. She rocked with no mics, spoke positive, impressed me. Little did I know, she was impressed by my song, Walk Like a Man, video shot by Blackout Sounds. Didn't know that our paths would cross with her handling a power position at the Glenville Festival. Hey, you got to treat everybody equal because you never know. I'm going straight to 216-820. You waited too long. I apologize. How you doing out there?
All right. What's going on there, Mr. Porter?
Oh, man, still feeling it. Still so very thankful for how things have been going. What's going on with you?
Well, me, I'm still, like, way buzzing from off this Saturday. You know what I'm saying? For those of you who don't know who I am, this is Endo Dub from Black House Sound. I'm still buzzing off the fact that how Black House Sound was the first group to perform on the big stage at the New Day Huff Festival this past Saturday. And also hear those Oldies But Goodies tracks to go along with that. You know what I'm saying? That was easy.
Right.
But the main reason why I'm calling is because to remind folks that, yeah, this Saturday is the Glenville Festival. Black House Sound will be making their appearance there. And there's also a show coming up in Twinsburg, Ohio. I just found that out last night. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So to all you artists out there, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? If you want to really brand yourself, you know what I'm saying? You got to really be on the move. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? So to everyone that's out there doing it, keep doing your thing and don't let nobody stop you. Also, you know what I'm saying? Black House Sound will be starting up open mic night on August the 25th.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? By next week,
mm-hmm.
I will have the correct address for everyone to attend. You know what I'm saying? It's a free event. Come on through. You got family members. You got kids. Or if you got anyone that's got any talent that want to be showcased, come on and bring it out. You know what I'm saying? No profanity. No degrading women. Like I said before, as always, you can be mean but keep it clean. Also, you know what I'm saying? Once again, you know what I'm saying? I said it last week. I'm going to say it again this week. Check out the new video from Joe Legacy, a.k.a. Joseph Motley Jr., No Limit What the Lord Will Do. All you got to do, it's not hard, ladies and gentlemen. All you have to do is log on to YouTube, type in Joseph Motley Jr., and you will see a long list of songs and videos, and you will see No Limit What the Lord Will Do. It is very powerful, very inspirational. You know what I'm saying? To not just myself, but to everyone else in the community. So once again, each and every single person out there that's listening, please log on to that to check out that video. This is Endo Dub showing nothing but love. Big shouts out to Sheriff Kilroy, Hurricane Bang, the founder Joe Legacy, and the rest of the whole Black House Sound crew. This is Endo Dub from Black House Sound. One love, and I'm out.
Thank you so much. And as you go back on hold to check out the rest of this show, I'm going to move down to the 440-749. I've got a 209 down here. Have two sets of 2703s. Yeah, I have two sets of 703s and a 210. So I'm going to do everything I can to make things fast and in a hurry. So in less than a minute, I just want to at least, I got to do it a little bit last week. When I was live on location at the Black House Sound studio. But officially, I want to send out a rest in peace, rest in heaven, the former judge of the Cleveland Municipal Court, Pauline Tarver, who passed at the age of 63 two Wednesdays ago. She served as a judge in our area from 2004 to 2016. She was on the executive branch of Cleveland's NAACP director from 1982 to 2003. Her homegoing was last Saturday at Antioch Baptist Church. She had just re-entered the race to run against Judge Mike Slawinski, and a lot of people figure she would have probably won. So with that being said, I need to keep my word before people get upset and say, what, he talks too much. So before you say I talk too much, I just want to go back up here and say that I appreciate those who are online, and I appreciate my phone callers. So let's go to that 440-749-440-749. Appreciate having you wait so long.
Hi, Al. No problem. This is Nicole Wells, Cleveland City Council candidate for Ward 10. How are you?
I'm doing well. Wait a minute. Nicole Wells, did you say you're running for Cleveland City Council for Ward 10?
Yes, I did. Running and doing well, actually. Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm listening. We're waiting for you.
I'm sorry. It was a bad connection for a second, but I'm basically concerned about job, education, and then making our community safe. I've been watching some of the things going on in the news a lot, and I'm disappointed, to say the least. I think the people in Glenville in particular, I spent a month and a half over there talking to the citizens, trying to get a good feel for what the problems are. I think that they deserve something more than a festival, to be quite frank. I grew up in the ward. I own a home in the ward. I live in the ward now. I have immediate family members that live in Ward 10, so I have a vested interest in the ward. I'm going to be having some fundraisers in that and some meet-and-greets to really kind of get out there and get to know the people. So if for those that are interested, they can visit my Facebook page at Nicole Wells USA, Nicole Wells USA, okay, on Facebook, and look at some of the stuff that I've been doing to kind of benefit Ward 10. Very important stuff.
I hear you. I'm going to ask you, if you can you get into maybe one to two things that you have done in Ward 10?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for instance, for the last 15 years or so, and this relates directly to Ward 10, one of the things that I've done is to focus on helping others. I have 15 years of experience in service directly related to helping others. I actually spent 8 years with the Cleveland Metro School System, and a lot of the kids that attend those schools, exactly, it was quite an experience, very rewarding. A lot of the kids that attend those schools live right in my neighborhood, and I still run into them now. I left there about a year and a half, 2 years ago, and so I'm focusing on looking at what needs to be done, the needs of the community. I am very shocked to see that, for example, there's no real supermarket in the Glenville area, not a real supermarket. I see there's the talk of bringing back the Eastside Market. I guess that's because this is an election year and somebody wants to appear like they've been working all this time. But not all of us are fooled. So that's something that I'm looking at, too. One of the other things that I've done is to kind of look at the Noble Toxic Road Dump. Very interesting stuff. I actually had the opportunity to briefly meet with Congresswoman Marsha Fudge, who kind of agreed to champion that that effort. And, you know, we're going to see if she follows through. But as far as I can see, the residents are being affected. It is in East Cleveland. However, after having a conversation with the CDC, what I found out was that because of the asbestos and I believe the sulfuric acid contained in there, the waste that's actually in that dump, depending on the degree that the wind blows, it can affect every like square inch up to like 20 miles, just depending on how hard the wind blows. And so that definitely affects the contiguous wards, Ward 10, of course, included. There are some people who are claiming that their residents have been, or their families have been killed, have died as a result of being exposed to that air, to breathing it. So I'm looking to see somebody be held accountable for what went on there. Very interesting stuff, but it's also very sad that people have been neglected to that degree, that the area is so depressed. So we'll see what happens. I'd like to hear what the current our current incumbent has to say about that. I'd be very interested in hearing what he thinks and what he plans to do the time that he has left in office.
I just want to say I thank you very much, because you're one of the first council people who realizes, or I will say council candidates, including incumbents. Mm-hmm. You're one of the first council candidates, including the incumbents. You're like the first one who actually pointed out that that toxic dump in East Cleveland affects Cleveland residents. I just want to say and point it out.
Yeah, it's, I mean, it's just interesting. Nobody, you know, who's supposed to be handling it really wants to talk about it. I don't understand how someone can run for mayor and yet they can't handle their ward. Very interesting. So I'm surprised this is the first time that somebody is actually talking about this. Very surprised because people are being affected by this. It is a public issue. I think it's just unfortunate that I'm the person that has to bring it to forefront and I'm not even in office yet. So there we are.
There we go. Can you do me one favor and let people know how can we follow your movement, your campaign, and things like that?
A couple of ways. I am on Facebook. I'm fairly active on there under Nicole Wells, USA. I can be emailed Nicole Wells USA@gmail.com. And I also take phone calls and text messages at 216-600-8356. Again, that's 216-600-8356, Nicole Wells, USA.
Thank you so much for the phone call. You've enlightened some people out there, and may you keep on rolling.
Thanks, Al. You have a great evening.
You do the same, as she holds the line, because I'm very interested to see what's going to come up after what I just heard. I do want to, before I go to the 216-209-216-703-216-210, this will only take me about a minute. I'm almost certain of this. But, you know, 2 weeks ago, I'm a Superwoman Radio. Tina Hobson, she called in. Donna Walker Brown from the Inner City Republican Movement called with concerns over the Cleveland Clinic and CareSource parting ways and possibly not sharing any information before the termination of services and other options. Now, Cassandra McDonald, who called during the same evening, she gave downtown Donna Walker Brown some information to look over. Donna had the worst of the first, if I'm not mistaken, Donna Walker Brown had the first empowerment and inform rally last night at the Black on Black Crime Incorporated headquarters with just a lot of different things, including tools to save lives before the deadline comes, including other services that are being offered. They do plan on doing more. And so as it comes up, I want to throw it out there that people can feel free. They can, I will say, Facebook Black on Black Crime Incorporated, or go to blackonblackcleveland.com. You can check out, if you choose, none other than Alfred Porter Jr., that's JR period, on Facebook with the profile picture of a sheriff's hat, or you can Facebook I Am a Superwoman Radio. So those are just some things you can do as we continue on to make sure that we at least, if nothing else, keep people informed. I'm going to the 216-209. I hope this is not Dr. Toby Cosgrove from Cleveland Clinic saying you bother me too much. 216-209, whatever's going on, I apologize in advance. How you doing?
I'm great, Brother Al. This is John from Black Odyssey. This is definitely not the Cleveland Clinic. I got a question for the people over at Cleveland Clinic. And it goes like this. How is it that you have almost $1 trillion business right in the middle of the hood, but you can't get the residents around here? 65% of them are ill or have conditions under the CareSource, which 85% of the people that's on CareSource are meet right at the poverty level or below the poverty level. I hope the last incumbent is listening to this, because this is a fact. This is no fiction. And you can go and look this stuff up. You know what I'm saying? Government websites and all that, all these things, the sources are out there. All kinds of sources are out there. Or you can just take your own consensus and ask around in the neighborhood, do you have insurance? If so, what kind of insurance do you have? 90% of the people will say, care source. And for them to part
right.
ways without saying anything, I think the devil was in the details of their contract.
Right.
But I don't want to regress from what I was my reason for calling in or whatever. I want to shout out to Black House Sounds because those brothers, first and foremost, they continue to keep reaching higher and higher plateaus. I want to shout out to them. I want to shout out to Taywall, Max Spit, because their song Truly Are has been playing on the radio at random times. 107.9, 105, and in Columbus as well. And then it just got back from Atlanta, where they had a performance and the song was played in Atlanta. And for all those who don't know, yes, Black Odyssey Films have done a lot of work for those guys. So a big shout out to Taywall and Max Spit. And I want to shout out to our group, my other half, that you know you guys probably don't hear from as much, Lethal, because we just had a video that went over 2,000 views, and that was Living For. And that's a very heavy song, so if you haven't checked it out to see why it's over 2,000 views, just take a look up. You know, you could go to YouTube, type in BLAQODESSY, and you can hit the space bar and put in TV. We updated the channel and made it Black Odyssey TV to separate ourselves from everybody else that's trying to do that Odyssey thing.
Mm-hmm.
I want to send another shout out to DJ Cat Daddy and his radio network, Underground Talk. It's based out of North Carolina, South Carolina. And I just recently got off the phone with him that we're going to link up with him, and it is in the works right now. We can't give no set date, but I always like to get information first. We are in the set works to bring back the best of the best. But this time
nice. We're
going to add something else to it, and I don't want to give it away just yet, but we're going to add something new to this. So I got a lot of information, so just please bear with me. I'm going to make it short and sweet. I am also a black entrepreneur. I own a shoe shine stand inside the 9 Hotel, the Metropolitan 9. And if any person out here that has any skill set of shining shoes or cleaning and fixing shoes, if you don't have a skill set, I will hire you and I will train you. But I'm only accepting serious people only. You can reach me at my personal line at 216-209-4408. You can ask for me direct. That will be John. And we got a lot of things that's on the way on the store. We got more videos coming up. We got one coming up from the Renaissance Jazz Band pretty soon. That's in the works. We got a video coming up from Goldie. He is in the works. We got a video coming up from Dejon Harzes, which is in the works as well. Anybody who wants to acquire video work, you can use that same number once again, 216-209-4408. You can look up our videos on YouTube, follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, and that's BLAQODESSY. Follow the link, and you can find us anywhere on any major networking site, Black Odyssey.
Man, I appreciate that, and if you hold a line, I'm sure we'll get into a few other things that you will appreciate. Thanks, brother.
Thank you.
No problem. I can appreciate that last one, because now when the show goes out and people listen to see what's going on, they're going to hear we started off talking about jobs. This brother has some other jobs on the line, and before I go to the 216-703-216-210, this will be, like, very quick and to the point, I promise you, on this one, because I just wanted to first off thank 1008 Visions, Ronnie B., National Manager Shakespeare. Yeah, I've got to thank my brother Shakespeare, who offered Sheriff Kilroy and Man in the Street. Now I can bring in Black House Sounds with me, because on August the 19th, out-of-town performance, we know that Black House Sounds will be filming part of their film and movie out there, too. And definitely will be unveiling Queen D as well to the world. More details next week. I'm appreciative to stay busy. And I do want to throw out there that
and this is one of these things you might have heard first here. I want to throw out to the world that if you choose, the Black Man Army meetings are Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, 7:15 p.m. Black on Black Crime Incorporated follows at 15415 Kiplin off of Ivanhoe 44110 between East 152nd, St. Clair intersection and Euclid Avenue. And we just appreciate having you come out, be a part, say what's on your mind, get involved. I'm going to throw out there real quick that the Art McCoy Radio Show is on Sundays, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, WERE 1490 AM, www.newstalkcleveland.com. And then Mondays, voiceatradio.com, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. The main event featuring myself, Brother Most, Brother Larry, and then tomorrow, Tuesday, voiceatradio.com, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. It's the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show. As I go to the 216-703 phone line, you've been waiting for too long. I apologize. How you doing?
Dreaming. Hey, man, I'm dreaming, man. I don't know about y'all. I don't know about all the callers, you know. You know, I love Black Odyssey because that man right there in his camp, I don't know his camp. I don't really even know him. But I know that they said last year when they do their best of the best, Blackout Sound
yes,
was going to be a guest. I never forgot
yes,
that.
Yes, they did.
And I'm going to bring it up, like, Al Sharpton bring up the little BS he bring up. But I'm just playing, though. I love Black Odyssey, man. Them cats is cold, you know. And much shots out to everybody doing what they're doing in Atlanta and everything else. But I just want to elaborate on my partner, Mr. Doug. You know,
okay.
I'm shocked. And the reason I say I'm shocked because I notice a lot of older folks and a lot of people that's wanting people votes and stuff like that, you know, they
mm-hmm.
go all the way out. But one thing I know, even when they want people votes, they eliminate rap. You know, it's like, no, I don't want nobody to die. I don't want nobody to get killed. So if we just don't have no rap in the mix, then we don't have to worry about all the trouble. So the guy from Huss that put his neck on the line for Black House Sound to go up there and do their thing, I just want to, you know, throw a shout out, you know, to that guy because he didn't have to be bothered with the rap. But we do positive music. And, I, you know, if it's any politicians that's running for anything that's listening right now, all rap in your community, I guarantee you, is not bad. If some of these people just take the time, and I know they real busy because, you know, they trying to get in their position and all. But if you pay attention to what some of us young folks doing, you will see that it's not all the way violence, ain't nobody going to die. You might get a message out of a few things we doing, but I don't want to get a big head because, you know, God allowed that to happen. And I want people to come out this Saturday to the Glenville Festival because we have some treats to let people know on the solo side of Black House Sound, we don't always have to perform together to make a mark. And it's not so much of an ego thing. It's a unified thing to show people that control certain events. You don't have to be scared. It's artists out here that consciously go in the studio and they think about saying something for a family-orientated presentation to, you know, let folks know that this is some positive music. So if you like what I'm saying, on the 12th, which that's this Saturday, Glenville Festival, check out Black House Sound. And I want to pay a contribute to Lava Flame, because if it wasn't for that young lady, it wouldn't be a possibility for Black House Sound. Also, this 25th, and the sheriff will give you the address and all that information, but the 25th, we will have an open mic Y'all need to come on out and check that out. So Mr. Porter, he'll let you know the address and everything before the show is over. But once again, if you're a local artist, you're doing your thing, you're trying, you're working hard, don't give up the fight, even if they laughing at you. Even if your music not popular like the other people's music, because they basically took the bait. None of the people I rap with took the bait. So with all that being said, I'm not a bait taker, and Black House Sound make real Cleveland music. Peace.
Peace. And you know I'm putting it out there because the open mic is directly at none other than Ward 10. Ward 10, the Chandler Building, 17325. Doors will open at 6 p.m. The show has always started at 7, so that it ends promptly at 9 p.m. So you, when you come through, you're going to see out there and let you know, friends, fellowship, hey, come on through. That's like the double F right there. And you're on the second floor. You go through the front awning, turn to your right. There's an elevator. Come off that elevator, and you just walk down a few feet. You hear the music. And the reason I'm putting that out there is because that's one of those places where if there's a Ward 10 person running for office, hint, hint, they could probably stroll through there and look and see some people, because we have had people, council candidates such as Kimberly F. Brown, and who actually come through to hear the talent, hear what's on the mind of people, and that's an important thing. As I go to the 216-210 phone number, anybody doesn't want to speak, hey, just hold that phone line, but we do that because we really want to hear what's on your mind. Put you back on hold. But before I go to 216-210, I want to put out there that at the Huff Festival, one of the most enjoyable things that was going on was right across the street on Crawford Road, the African Museum. That's right, the African History Museum. They're putting a roof on it. You had DJ Emax from Hood Tunes Radio. Black Man's Army was over there. They were giving out free food, drinks, refreshments, and museum tours. Something to be proud of, definitely. And so with that being said, I'm going to go here and see what's going on with the 216-210. How you doing out there?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing excellent. How are you doing? Yes, you hear me?
Hey, what's good? Hey, yeah, I can hear you. How you doing, Al?
This is Lava. I'm doing well. Okay. I'm so glad that you called so that, you know, people out there will say, hey, she does exist. So with that being said, no, I'm just saying, you know, your name has been brought up quite a bit. So with that being said, I'm going to say, hey, that's how I felt, because when I first actually got a chance to, you know, hear what you had to say and you conveyed a positive message, I know it was at the National Action Event State University, and you really took everything in stride, made the most out of an excellent situation. Big shout out to Ms. Goodrum, Elder Goodrum.
Yes.
And how long you been doing what you've been doing?
What, music? Okay, I've been doing music for about 15 years. Well, actually longer than that. About 17 years.
Okay. And with that being said,
17 years. Huh?
Okay. So you've been writing for about 17 years, and
yes.
I'm going to ask you right now, how does it feel to be in the position that you're in right now? Because there are a lot of artists out there who are like, got big smiles on their faces, including myself. And just how does it feel getting yourself into a position like that?
It really feels good. It feels great, actually. It's humbling. I'm blessed. I'm just grateful, honestly. I really appreciate the opportunity. I just appreciate that they're allowing hip hop and rap music into the festival, because there are a lot of artists out there in hip hop that's not all just violent music or drugs, sex. Like, people does have messages, but, like, what a lot of politicians, a lot of leaders don't realize is that these are the things that we go through in life. People have their moments. People have their downs and ups throughout life, and we express it through music. If we can't express ourselves the best way we know how, then how can y'all even give us any hope for the future for ourselves? Mm. I mean, that's what we live off of.
Wow. I'm going to, at least, before I even ask you anything else, how can people follow your movement and what's going on?
Well, I'm on Facebook, Ashley Hall. I have like 3 Ashley Hall pages. I have 2 Lava Flame pages. I also have a group called Flame Entertainment with over 14,000 people in that group. It's a promotional group for all artists. Any news as far as anything that's going on in the neighborhood. It's just to spread news and spread awareness, promote, for people to, you know what I'm saying, get whatever they want to get out there. You know, it's for everybody.
I
also,
appreciate
I'm on Instagram.
That. Okay.
That's what's up. I'm also on Instagram at the number 1 Lava Flame. That's 1 Lava Flame. I'm also on Twitter at Taste of Coca. That's Taste of Coaca. And
now,
I have SoundCloud. You can follow me at Lava Flame on SoundCloud. I have 2 SoundCloud accounts. I have YouTube, 1 Lava Flame. Just Google me.
Hey, I want to ask you to make sure we get it right. Is it the correct spelling of LAVAFLAME?
Yes, the regular spelling, yes. 2 words.
All right. See, I had to get that in there. Spelling has not been right since NWA hit the scene. So got to always make sure how everything is spelled. And with that being said, if you can at least give us maybe 1 minute and let us know, what can we expect when we get to the Glenville Festival, when we get to your stage? What can we expect?
Oh, wait. Y'all can expect a great show. Like, we have some heavy hitters that's hitting the stage. Just to name a few, we got Solomon Kane. We got Megatron the Don.
Okay.
We have Tay Wall. We have Lord Luke. We have Bandana Biker Boy. We also have True Soul. Just to name a couple
Mama,
of poets.
Can I put this back?
Yes, I got it. Thank you. Go back in there. Sorry about that.
We good. This just shows a whole lot that if you're able to do all of that at the same time, shout out to the queens and the kings who have to handle their business all the way around. So I got to give you credit on that.
Thank you. That's what's up.
No problem. So what time should people arrive?
At noon. I have it on stage from noon to 6 p.m. We're doing a cleanup with the litter bugs. Scheduled at 5 p.m.
Gotcha.
And
gotcha.
We have some great hosts and DJs as well. Shout out to DJ John B. Shout out to DJ Chicago. Shout out to Danae Blount, Nazy Nay from Black Kush Radio. I love her. Oh, I love that woman. She got a beautiful soul. Shout out to Andrew Lloyd from the Ohio Entertainment Awards, the honor. Shout out to, am I forgetting anybody? I think that's it. And me. Robert Flynn. I'm hosting as well. But I'm performing. Great big shout out to Glenn Cotton for making this happen. Him and Jeff Johnson. And I really appreciate this opportunity. I really do.
No problem. Yes, I can tell that. And we're honored as well. Look forward to adding in the sounds of Black House Sounds throughout that evening, afternoon as well. And may you all enjoy the rest of this week.
Yes. Thank you so much. And shout out to Al Porter.
Hey, I graciously accept that, and may, like I say, enjoy the rest of this week. And as I put you on hold, may you definitely like some of what you hear next.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. And you know something, why play around with it? This person has been on for a few minutes, so I'm going straight to the 216-255, 216-255. How you doing?
Hey, I'm good. Thanks. I came in on the show at the right time, and Miss Ashley just heard her and speaking, and she's motivating and she's inspiring. And I'm glad I'm going to be at Glenville Festival. Anyway, I was going to be there. I was hoping she was going to say that's where she's – I heard her say festival, and I said, oh, good. So that's – I don't have Instagram, but I can see her live, so I'm happy. And I'm going on behalf of Bishop Chewy, who's running for his council. He's a write-in candidate in it's not five. Is it nine? But anyway, he's running against Conwell, right? Okay, so Kevin Conwell. And you know Bishop, he runs Organized CLE, is an activist group, and he's all around guy. He's works in a lot of different issues and books to prisoners. I mean, you know, feeding people, protesting, police brutality, and standing up for people in prison. He does it all, you know. So anyway, he's running for council. And I'm going to be out there at Glenville Festival on behalf of Bishop Chewy. And I'll get to hear Ashley Hills, I believe her name was. So anyway, right. Good to hear the show tonight. Thank you. I know I caught on late.
Hey, I'm glad that you were able to call in, and I think I have something for you that you might like. So we appreciate you.
Great. Thank you. Have a good one.
No problem. You too. And, of course, I know Ashley Hall appreciated that, a.k.a. Lava Flame. And I tell you what I'm going to do. I've been talking too much myself. So since they talked about everything, what is the power of rap can do with somebody, let's say, running for office? Shout out to a person who used this song to get in. I do believe the current, well, I'll tell you who it is. I'll let the song tell you for itself.
What's he thinking? Here's the file. Here's the truth. The current mayor, he ain't care about you. Yeah. He supported the speedlight camera. Here's the truth. Here's the thought. It's profound. All Maple Heights boards voted him down. Maple Heights faces fiscal emergency. The current mayor, too blind to see. He blamed Casey.
Governor.
He blamed Yost.
Auditor.
It's time for Larry to give up his post. It's Pop said, time for a black queen. And that M. Blackwell steps on the scene. And that M. Blackwell, candidate for mayor. Soon to be Maple Heights lifesaver. You deserve better. We deserve better. And that M. Blackwell, a real go-getter.
Hope for your right. Take hold of your life. Hold on. Hope for your right. Take hold of your life. Your life.
Collectively, we can get it done. Let's explore where Annette comes from. 18-year resident of Maple Heights.
so she understands their plight. Change is no option, it's necessity. She chaired a successful school levy in 012, the city of Maple Heights. In other words, you know she got it right. Mayor appointed 2011, reviewed the charter of where she's living, commercial property, tax analyst. So you know, she knows her business. Maple Heights residents, what will you do? And then in Blackwell, asked to serve you. Vote for real change on September 8th. And at M. Blackwell, Democrat for mayor. Urgent issue. Senior. City service. Economic development. Community reinvestment. Environment. And M. Blackwell for mayor. At Outlook.com.
About 10 ones on my phone line. I really hope it's not a bill collector. I don't want to hang up on you unfairly, but because you called so late in the program, I should be able to give you at least maybe 1 minute. So if there's something you want to say, you got all these ones attached to your number. How you doing out there?
Very well, Brother Porter. I hope you're doing well this evening. This is Sister Smith.
Very briefly.
Hi. I just wanted to say that apparently Target Stores feels that I am not still connected to Black on Black Crime or any other good group that is out there to help people like myself and others that have suffered at the hands of people like this very menacing group. I was in a situation this past Sunday, actually Sunday before last, and I'll be able to expound later, but I was absolutely discriminated against by not only RTA, where Joseph Calabrese presides, over this entity called RTA, but by his police that were supposed to pick me up after the bus did not show up and it was deliberately set up not to show up. And then I was approached by a very backwoods good old boys network of police that are very solicitous and duplicitous and racist and fascist by the name of Brooklyn, Ohio Police Department. So I just want to put that out there for starters. I know it's a little sketchy right now, but I want to make your listeners aware that these things are absolutely still happening.
Thank you so much for calling in. And hopefully you can call in earlier so we can do some other things. I remember assisting you as best as possible. And we look to do so again and at least finish up what's been started. So thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Have a wonderful day.
You too as well. And, you know, if I'm going to do anything and go to maybe, I just want to say that by next week, part of what I need to do is deal with bits and pieces on why the Latino Festival was at least canceled. I do want to say I thank Don Bryant and the Greater Cleveland Immigrant Support Network. Why? Because quite frankly, they realized something. I mean, I got to say it, and I'm against terrorism. But most of the terrorists, to me, look like Timothy McVeigh. They haven't been Arab terrorists. Well, okay, if you want to talk about the others who, well, you know, the Don has a good point about certain things, although nobody's putting Saudi Arabia on the list. And last I looked, they were responsible in telltale sign for a lot of the terrorists who came over on the airplanes. But that's a different story about 9/11. There are a lot of others who are terrorists. How about those terrorists who sit up there and are, quote unquote, some incumbent candidates who have done nothing but waged war on, quote unquote, the citizens that they're supposed to serve? Or how about the terrorists who happen to sometimes wear a badge? Now, as I leave out of here, I want to at least point something out because I feel it's vaguely important that this coming Thursday, 6 p.m., Black on Black Crime Incorporated's man-to-man program is from 6 to 8 p.m. It's just a regular guided interaction between elders, guides, and young black males in a safe, convenient, and comfortable environment, where they'll be dealing with critical evaluation, education and training, job search strategies, workplace relations, financial management, healthy living, spiritual growth, conflict resolution, arts and crafts. As guides will come in from many walks of life, they'll include professional, highly skilled, and other workers. Pairs of guides are encouraged. Guides who have developed successful lives after early deficits are especially welcome. And the thing is, it'll be at 15415 Kipling Avenue off Ivanhoe 44110. The number 37 passes by. Number 1 bus passes by between the Euclid Avenue and East 152nd, St. Clair. Those who decide, hey, I want to take the 28, you can get off at Ivanhoe, walk down. It's a good hike, nice little exercise for you. I just want to throw that out there because maybe, just maybe, if some of us do a little bit, you can't do everything, but in between, you know, when you do your festival or what have you, or when you get out there or you're having a great time, at least if you would meditate and think and say, what can I do to at least make sure that maybe I'll be able to reach people before they become idiots or foolish enough to have a woman with a child blow a horn at you because your car is blocking the street, and your brain cells say, let's follow them down the shoreway and shoot and critically injure a 4-year-old child, putting them in rainbows, babies, and children. I think if you go through what you heard from a lot of the people who called in tonight, they do that. And I just want to put out there and say, may the Creator, Allah, Yahweh, God, continue to bless them on their endeavors, because I'll be damned if it's definitely not needed. With that being said, look forward to catching you all. Please support each other. That's the only way we can grow. Talk to you all soon. And next week, I got to play some Black Odyssey. I'll play that to almost start out the gate. Peace.